sweet dildo wine. My handwriting isn't very good. So when I saw this note on my desk, I go, what the hell is sweet dildo wine? Are we supposed to take some to Heather's party? The problem with sharing an office is that your partner can hear you talk. She doesn't have a choice. Another note said, death cock. And I had to recite that one out loud, too. Finally, Tessa goes, that's Death Clock. It's a band. You and Sean are writing down music you want to learn. Oh, okay. But Sean doesn't even know what a dildo is. I shoved the other note under her eyes. What's this? That's by Guns N' Roses, Nimrod. Huh? Oh, sweet child of mine. I guess I should have had Sean taking the notes. Sometimes I have asked her to decipher my grocery list, and she can always make it out. I just don't have that intuitive sense. I can't read lips either. When Tessa does not have her speaking valve connected or she's using a ventilator, I have to read her lips. Besides a small repertoire of a few standard phrases, I'm lost. I can understand, move my hand, and get the dog out of my ass, and even there's a flea on my tit. But sometimes Tessa wants to discuss impossible subjects like friends and relationships. She will go like, a fact that needs clarification. And then she will pause to let me catch up. And I say, slower, please. And she starts again, mouthing silently, a fact that needs. And then she waits. And I go, fuck, an Indian? Now she gets all pissed. Then she grimaces in mental pain. A fact that needs clarification. Fuck an Indian. What? Cherokee Nation? It's a reasonable mistake. My first wife was Cherokee, okay? Give me a break. It's nice to be able to blame handwriting or lip reading, but sometimes I have no excuse except that my head is straight up my ass. It's not so bad that I use Icy Hot for lube or anything like that, and I've never tried to pour nutritional liquid down her trach tube, although I have tried to suction her stomach tube deep in the night. No, I just can't remember her name sometimes. She gets called by my ex's name so often that she's used to it. Fortunately, I have so many exes that the names are diluted. And Tessa has learned to be grateful for the times when I can't remember her name. I get so embarrassed that I actually start to think before I say anything. Sometimes thinking doesn't even do any good, and I just keep still. She loves that.